Studio 360.
Choose life. Choose Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hope that someone, somewhere cares.
I missed you, mate.
T2, Trainspotting, is the sequel to the great 90s film about heroin addicts in Edinburgh. Like the first movie, the sequel's based on a novel by Irvine Welsh and once again directed by the Oscar-winning director Danny Boyle. Gary Fraser was the second unit director on the movie, which means he filmed the stuff you don't much notice. Establishing shots, images for quick-cut montages, footage of the doubles doing stunts. But for him, the job was a big break and a sign of the progress he's made from when the first Trainspotting came out in 1996. Back then, he was a young junkie in a rough part of Edinburgh, basically living the movie.
You get up in the morning, you put some heroin on foil, you burn it, you look at your phone, you see how many customers are wanting some product, you go away and get the product, you bag it up, you have people come to your door, you sell it, you go back, get more product, take a bit for yourself, put some heroin in foil, you burn it, you look at your phone, you see how many customers are wanting some product, you go away and get the product.
When I was 19, a typical day was selling drugs, taking drugs, making money and losing money.
Choose life, choose a job, choose a career, choose a family, choose a big television, choose washing machines, cars, compact displays and electrical tinnery.
When the first Trainspotting came out in 1996, I watched it and I think as a drug addict, I would use any excuse to justify my own using. So for me, I just used Trainspotting as an excuse to use. One of the first things that we said was, we are not junkies because everybody in Trainspotting is injecting and we were burning heroin and foil at the time. So, you know, we were just starting out on our trail of destruction with heroin use. So, yeah, we were ignorant, but I suspect we were just justifying our own drug using at the time. Well, I think this answer never changes because it's just the same one. But when my son was born, I was... Oh, I can't remember. He's 13, I'm 38, so 13 years ago. Basically, what happened was I was at rock bottom with addiction. You know, I'd been sold a life to be a drug dealer or to be a criminal, and I realised that this is not me. You know, I don't want this anymore. I was desperate to find something else, to find an answer in something else. And then when my son was born, I just started writing. I don't know what it was. I just started writing day by day by day, you know, and eventually my thoughts were on paper and then people were reading my thoughts and some of my friends were in prison, so I was sending them my short stories and stuff. So I was beginning to find my voice as an artist.
What'd you say about my mama?
I don't want any trouble, just get out!
I mean, I've been obsessed with movies, you know, like, especially hood movies, like New Jersey Drive, Menace to Society. Yeah, yeah. And that's, for me, that's the power of art. You know, somebody from who's sitting in a house in Edinburgh can connect with car thieves in New Jersey. For me, that's amazing, you know. So when I watch movies like that, I would look at them and say, well, what's my version? And then I'd go away and write, you know, and it gave me a springboard. You know, I wanted to go and learn about how to make movies and stuff. And a local sort of community production company gave us the cameras. You know, they helped us massively.
Hi. Right, so I don't want to bother. We just need some gear, mate.
The first movie that I made won an award for MTV, or it was shortlisted for an award. So that gave me, for the first time in my life, that gave me a different sense of identity, a different sense of achievement, and I think once I got a taste of that, I realised that I wanted more. I decided to come off of the drugs completely, and it was a gradual process, though. You know, coming off wasn't something that happened over a year, 2 years. You know, it was something that took me 10 years of hard work.
This is a guy who, you know, he's been through a kind of terrible experience with chronic heroin addiction. But underneath all that, this was a guy who was like a genuine artist. My name is Irvine Welsh. I'm the author of Trainspotting and Porno, which is the book that Trainspotting 2 was based on. I'm also the executive producer of the movie Trainspotting 2 and a friend of Gary Fraser's. I've been hearing about this guy from the Scousing Project who was doing all this fantastic stuff. He was making all these great short films. So basically, I kind of started to chat to him on Twitter, online, and Facebook and stuff.
And basically, I was asking everyone for advice on other stuff, and he sent me an email one day saying that Danny Boyle wants to speak to you because we're making Trainspotting 2. Danny phoned me a week later and he says, I want to offer you the job of second unit director. It would be good for your CV. But Danny says to me, I'm not handing you a bouquet of flowers. You know, the job will be boring, it'll be long hours, and what's going to happen is you're going to do exactly what I tell you, and then I'm not going to like it, and then you're going to go out and shoot more. And that is exactly what we did. Even though I wasn't greatly experienced as a second unit director, I had the life experience that put me there, you know? And that was the biggest blessing of the movie, for to get offered an opportunity from Danny to have a creative space to apply my craft. But for me, the difficulty is the transition after it. After you've made the feature, you have a psychological come down because it's consumed you. Your body almost doesn't have time to have the flu, have the cold. You're working incredible hours, you know, you're flat out. And then once that all stops, real life just kicks in. I live in what seems like poverty a bit. You know, I don't stay in a ghetto, but it has the same poverty-related issues. And what it means is that after the job, people start thinking that you're really successful, and they have a false idea and a false expectation of what and who you are and what you're doing, you know. So I'm going to be grateful that I've made it this far and I'm healthy, you know. A lot of people from where I come from don't make it that far and don't get to that point. But that wasn't an end goal, starting Trainspotting 2. That was me at the start line.
Gary Fraser was the second unit director for the new Trainspotting sequel, T2, Trainspotting. Some of Gary's own short films are at our website, studio360.org.